Sandspans Radio. Does it smell like gas in here?
Hey, how long has it been since you've had a singularly unwholesome experience? Too long is the answer. So why don't you remedy that by coming to see Big Deal, a nightmare game show I'll be running at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of coughing so much that you feel slightly nauseous. It's hosted by yours truly, and it'll feature a whole bunch of Sandspans people and comedians. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website, or from our own website, sandspansradio.com/live. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam Bailey.
I'm Tom Walker.
I'm Tom Walker.
And today's topic is high fives. Sometimes you do the noise of the thing.
Jack. Great. Okay. High five.
Okay, yeah, we got a high five.
Let's try again.
The clapping was such a lie.
No.
Give me five.
Okay,
wait. I'm going to put my mic between at the
yes. Yeah, perfect. Here we go.
All right.
You ready?
Give me, wait.
We can look at each other's elbows.
Look! Shush. All right, wait. Give me five. Give me five more. Make it 10.
God, we're cool, Adam.
Good Lord.
Hey. Nothing cooler than following instructions.
that expression is actually give me 20, so I fucked it up and it wasn't even cool anyway.
Make your high five do anything, what would you have it do?
Five.
So like every time you high five, something happens.
Oh. They become my friend.
They would. The other person would fart for sure. Straight up. And huge and really, really long, and I'd just look at them the whole time.
Like, you'd only high five strangers who weren't aware of your power, right?
Absolutely.
Alright, I'm going to pretend to fart. You tell me when to stop.
Okay. Alright, wait. Let's high five.
All right.
Ready? Schmick.
My tongue was tickling with a mic.
I always knew Shut Up a Second would one day just be fart noises. Like
I'm like, why is this weird feeling on the tip of my tongue? Oh, it's the little hairs on the mic.
So down on yourself, Jackson. It's also wet flesh slaps.
That's true. That's what it's become. All right, so they become your friend. I know. Sorry, the fart's still going.
Let me know.
Okay. No, I'll let you know, man. You keep going. We're gonna do the podcast.
All right. Cool.
So, but I gotta talk to Adam. He can't be farting. He can fart and talk.
I can fart my answers to you.
That's not gonna help
like
anyone.
Like at least 6 long seconds. How long do you think a second is, dude?
You said long seconds.
Yeah, but like.
Wait, but a second is. That's like a long meter, you nincompoop. Dunce! There are stage seconds.
Man.
You simpleton. You dundering oaf. But I'm funny. And that's. You all are laughing and I don't care.
In fact, I've won.
So let's
I
explore.
Made friends.
Let's explore your reality where every high five nets you a new friend.
All right.
What are you using this for? How many friends do you need?
I'm fighting crime.
Okay, so let's do it, right? I'll be a criminal. I'll be a mook that you've just busted onto me robbing a bank. What can I do for you?
Not much, citizen. Put it there.
Bang, bang, bang.
Technically a high five with the bullet. Now you got five new friends.
My rogues gallery start a lot nicer as well.
I guess if you find people who will want... No, there's no way around it because they're not even good now. They're just your friend. Adam Carnevale, we'd like to take you into questioning because your friend robbed
you
a bank.
Yeah.
You now have years of history with this person. They helped you move.
That's dangerous. Also, what happens if you high five someone who's already a friend?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
No power. What happens if fucking Superman punches someone who's already been punched?
I thought you were gonna have to. What
wow.
happens?
Wow.
If...
Whoa, dude.
Do you want to come see my improv show?
I thought you were gonna ask what happens if Demi high fives someone who's already farting.
I thought the question was gonna be what happens if you hang out with someone who's already your friend? Because hanging out with someone is presumably what makes them your friend, and hanging out with them again from experience can cause them to stop being your friend.
Yeah.
What would you have happen, Tom? What would you have from a high five?
I would have it, and it has to be a genuine, spontaneous high five, but all of our stats increase across the board.
That's right.
At a moment of success, we both get an influx of experience, become faster, stronger, smarter.
If you do it with the same person multiple times, does it just keep increasing?
Absolutely.
If I said that, you would have mocked me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but, you didn't, did you?
Yeah. Instead, you said something else for which we mocked you.
I like that you could. That's almost like doping. Like, you could go to the Olympics now and win every medal, but there's nothing they could do.
I didn't be employed by some country's team, not Australia. We can go somewhere with a bigger budget.
I like to imagine all the sports, the people commenting in the Olympics being like, we don't know why Tom high fives a million times before every event, but it works.
Hands chapped, bloody and raw.
Is there like a cap, or do you just keep getting better? Are you eventually Dr. Manhattan from high fiving?
That's the thing. At some point, I'm going to be tired of these people, going to be tired of the flotsam and jetsam of their lives. Yeah. Going to be blue dong out on the moon. How I like it.
How do we take you down a peg?
That's great because
what's the
opposite
of a high five?
You don't get
Okay, it's either a low five,
or
it's a glowering stare. It's like a finger wag.
Oh no! Mm. And then all of a sudden you're just back to a regular human. Could it be this? Because this is hard to do. Can I shake your hand? Oh, too slow.
If someone too slows me, which will be very hard, because I'll be stunningly fast.
Not today. That's great if you too slow someone who is going to too slow you with a high. Like a handshake that is accompanied by a too slow. Hard to do, but man, if you can pull it off.
So as they say too slow, I'm saying, no, you're too slow. I've already finished saying it.
What a powerful feeling.
I remember being like six and my sister, who's like 5 years older than me, so I don't know, you do the math, but we just started.
Out, we need at least two numbers there.
Yeah, and I didn't
carry
like
the two.
And I remember one day I just figured out she was doing the like high five and like got to the down low part, and I remember being like, "Wait a second, I remember this." And when she said down low, I stared at her and walked away, and she was like, what?
That's amazing.
Yelling behind me, and I never felt more powerful.
The only way to win is not to play. That's what you learned that day. Well, if it was me, I would have my high fives fuse me with the other person.
Oh, okay. Are we talking
hand, like a rat king?
Yeah, are we talking fusion dance style? Do you become a new entity, or have you just glued yourself to someone?
I have two wonderful paths here.
Yeah, because one of them we can do right now.
Yeah.
No, you have three paths. You get stuck to no one, you get stuck to one person, you get stuck to two people. Yeah. That's the limit.
No, but I meant in terms of how my power works. I either have... Because what I was thinking is a fusion dance initially. So me and Adam high five, now we're Jadam. But then Jadam high fives with Tom, now we're...
Chom!
No, I've already fused with Charles.
But imagine...
So you're looking to bond with Chom.
Yeah.
You'll struggle because 50% of Jadam is trying to kill itself.
I'm just going to get enough of other people in that part is squashed down.
I was hoping that you would fuse with them and sort of your thorax would become a beautiful totem of faces.
Oh, yes!
No. They disappear, their clothes fall to the ground, and you get a new wailing face on your tum-tum.
Imagine just seeing my head come down like that as you couldn't move, and I'm like, welcome to the party.
Because your body is the exact consistency of the thing that faces are trying to escape in, like, Charmed or Buffy.
Yeah, you're like someone wrapped glad wrap around a flubber, but he's just sort of seeping out.
That's great. I've heard so many, over the years, I've heard so many wonderful descriptions of my body. That is up there. And it's new.
Jack is a moist boy, just for anybody who doesn't know.
Because what I get a lot...
Jackson's body looks like someone put ASMR slime in the fridge.
People like to say that I'm like a salmon that decided it could walk.
Decided.
Or like... Like pork flesh
that took
the shape
of
a man.
You decided it could walk. You forgot you could swim.
But I like this other kind of high-fiving where I just fuse hands.
Yeah.
Because eventually
Well, but then you can only do it twice. Yeah. Can you unfuse at any point?
Well, I like to think no, but it's I like to, springing it on someone is very good. It's an odd life to live.
Yeah, but what if you like send a wave through the line and then the person at the end just like instinctively like and accidentally high fives and you just make a big line?
That's even, oh man, encircle the earth. Yeah. That's the dream.
Yeah.
You know that game? What's that? It's like a schoolyard variety of Tiggy, Dragon Tiggy possibly, where you hold hands and you
what
run
the
across
fuck
the field.
Is Tiggy?
I think it's some kind of tag.
Oh.
Did you not call it
Tip? Yeah,
did you not
we call played it Tip.
What the hell?
We played Chasey.
Chasey, obviously, but oh, more...
I think I've talked about this on our podcast, Demi.
This might have been in person.
Probably in person. We spent a lot of time together. We're very much in love. Have I talked about how in my primary school we used to play sexes, which was a variant of tag?
Oh, my God,
the goal was to... Where the taggers were sexes, and they would catch you and sex you. And I remember, like, wow. and the version of sex was that if they caught you, you had to stand still, and the sexer would go like, ooh, and rub their body like they were doing a striptease. And I just remember one time, like, a boy called Nick was the sexer, and he got real up close to me, and I was like, I'm a kangaroo, and that makes me immune. And I remember a teacher just watching and be like, what are you guys doing? And we turned around, we're like, we're playing sexes. And I remember the teacher just going, and just turning and walking away.
We used to play punch the shoe. Me and my friend Matt.
Can I guess the rules? Everyone got together, pulled their funds to buy a shoe.
We just stand next to each other. And one of us would say, punch the shoe. And we had to try and punch each other's shoes.
That's amazing, though, because that involves so many levels, so many physical levels. You know what I mean? It's hard to punch another person's shoe.
We had another game called Hoedown where... We had to catch someone and hold their shoulders and sweep their legs out from under them, lay them gently on the floor and yell hoedown, and everyone would come up and clap and dance around them.
Didn't you used to also just pretend you were paralyzed?
Yeah, it was called paralyzed from the neck down. I would collapse sometimes for full days, and my friends would drag me to each class. The only way you could win the game was by getting me to stand completely up on my feet, but two people weren't allowed to play at the same time.
That's amazing. Yeah. A lot of my childhood games involved being various Nintendo characters, but for some reason I always wanted to be Lanky Kong. That was like who I chose. I was like, no, I'll be Lanky. I don't know why.
He has no style.
He's not good. He's the worst Kong, objectively, but he's who I desired to be.
We used to play, I remember playing a Zelda game with everyone, but we were all Link.
Yeah.
And the rule was that you could teleport by playing your ocarina. But what that meant was you would hold both hands up to your mouth, kind of like you were playing a harmonica, and you'd yell, ocarina! And then you'd hum a tune from the game, and everyone else had to close their eyes because they wouldn't know where you were teleporting to, because like the game froze.
That's
when you were playing the ocarina.
God.
But that just meant that if I was doing it, I would just ocarina, and then they'd hear my labored breathing as I slowly positioned myself. Behind them.
So ingenious for kids. Like, I was like thinking about it then. I'm like, I guess you just say ocarina and everyone stops. But like shutting your eyes, that's a great detail.
Yeah.
Kids are clever.
I remember well before I knew D&D was ever a thing in primary school, not in high school. God, I was cool in high school.
Oh, yeah.
In primary school, me and my friends, we used to pretend like we were knights and stuff. Like, we basically did D&D. Not with no books. We'd just be pretending, running around like we were on horses, or someone would, whoever was in charge of the game would pretend to be the door or the creatures.
wait, shut up. Stop talking. Are you saying that all of your friends played knights and adventurers and you got to be the door?
If you were in charge of the game, you had to be all the little objects.
He was in charge
right
of the
through
door,
me, boys.
Knights and doors.
You enter a room with a table.
Eat off me.
You know,
he's just covered in dainty sushi.
You joke, but we set a trend. When I was leaving my primary school, I saw kids who were just coming in who had obviously seen us doing it themselves.
You've reminded me. You've given me like... You've unearthed within me a memory of me and a kid who was like a year level younger than me, whose name maybe was Jamie. I don't really remember. We played a game. We were superheroes called Baby Boy and Grandpa Man. I don't remember any details of the game other than that one of us was a grandpa and one of us was a baby.
With the magical powers of one of you can buy alcohol for the other one.
Well, it's very funny because I was Grandpa Man, just letting everyone know. But I was all, like, from memory, he was objectively worse. But, like, I found it very funny that he was old, so I played him, and Baby Boy was obviously, he had the powers of a baby, so excellent. American. Oh, man, that's great. Childhood's just wonderful. Have you got any history of high fives for us?
Certainly do. This will surprise, well, me, when I read it just minutes ago. The predecessor of the high five was the low five.
Oh, I just read that. That was going to be one of my facts.
Well, sucked in. Make sure none of those facts are history or I'm coming for them.
How do you do a low five?
Okay, let me talk you through it.
It's a, you said that like you didn't know and you were going to be making it up.
Let me consult the history here.
Because high fives
are going to slowly get higher.
Okay, now Jackson, now hold your hand up for a high five. Now what do you think could possibly... Now I'm introducing the concept of the low five to you.
Okay.
Where does your heart take your hand?
But this feels wrong.
Jackson, you do this. You hold your hand out, palm up. Jackson, you don't hold your hand out at a hip level facing
towards.
In Jackson's defense, let me do the my half of the low five. Jackson, you fucking fool. Put your hand up. Up, 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 up. Do it. See? That's what, right?
Yeah, I know, you can do a low five from on high. That's possible.
I started low, Jackson started high, he came down to me.
A low five is actually a combination of both. I'll make that claim here. Also, I think my version of the low five could work. Damn, he low five me.
Okay.
Okay, but both. They're just trying to...
Okay.
You can't be up.
What are you guys doing? They keep...
Why won't you go up or
what is happening?
Why will you not cooperate with me on this low five? I don't know what you want from me. Oh my god.
Jackson kept trying to high low five five Demi, and Demi kept pulling her hand away with a look of confusion on her face, like she didn't know what was happening.
I'm gonna cry. I'm so tired.
Actually, is this not just a five?
At what point?
No, you're just holding it in the middle. He's holding his hand directly out from his shoulder.
Like you're casting a spell.
So that's a middle five.
Yeah, that's a mid five.
Wait, though, if you're asking someone yeah. to do a low five, I don't think you would be like low five, would you?
Are you? If you ask for a low five,
if
are you in the receiving?
You gotta stay low.
Low five. Down. I mean, nobody asks for a low five, but I know what you mean. Low five, and then the person's got to give you the five. Yeah.
Although, I guess if the low five was the only one that existed, you could start up.
Low five, and you'd know what I meant. Yeah.
My question, when did people stop saying, did people always say low five?
No way.
They just called it a five? Just called it five?
Why did
they didn't say normal five, though, either, because
they didn't just say five.
Back in the day, it was three. Inflation is racist.
Guys, let's do a normal dab right now.
Okay.
I think it's just give me five, right?
Oh, yeah, give me five.
Oh, yeah, true.
Boom. Yeah, that's true.
This is the story of... There are two stories widely credited as the most likely origins of the high five.
Good.
Oh, you mean You mean?
Are you also on n.wikipedia.org/wiki/hi-fi?
Dusty Baker in 1977.
Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke, that's true. So as journalist John Amu Allen tells the story. It was a wild, triumphant moment and a good omen as the Dodgers headed on to the playoffs. Burke, waiting on deck, thrust his hand enthusiastically over his head to greet his friend at the plate. Baker, not knowing what to do, smacked it. His hand was up in the air.
That just
eat
wouldn't,
shit!
Wouldn't be my first reaction to a hand like that. I would be like, I don't know what I'd think.
Yeah.
I think you would come up to my face, I think, if you were at that height.
Yeah, right?
Well, yep, so the other origin story, do we want that?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, is this the one with Wiley Brown and Derek Smith?
No.
Oh.
All right, and it takes place at the University of Louisville Cardinals basketball practice during the 1978-1979 season. Forward Wiley Brown and Sarek Dmith. Wiley went to give what Wikipedia refers to as a plain old low five.
But they definitely didn't say that.
To his teammate. But suddenly, Smith looked Brown in the eye and said, "No, a pie." Brown thought, "Yeah, why are we staying down low? We jump so high."
What,
raised
that,
his
it
hand.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that.
It says that.
It doesn't
that's
say
amazing.
That.
Is this fucking beat poetry or something?
It can't say that.
I will show you my phone.
It's not allowed to say
here
that.
Here you are.
Where does it say
that? It says
that?
The inner
no,
monologue.
Up high. We know that Brown thought, yeah, why are we... What the fuck?
What
the actual fuck?
You just not... You would not think that. You would also not... Be like, yeah, down low, terrible. Up high, that's where it's at. This bad. This for some reason.
Imagine looking at a profit low five and looking someone dead in their fucking eye. A teammate, a friend, a fellow warrior on the court and saying, no, up high.
Dude.
I also, if I was only used to high fives that happened down here and someone said up high.
Okay, there's a name for them.
If I was only used to low fives, I wouldn't know what a high five was. Like, Matt, get the idea of a high five out of your brain right now.
No, you would absolutely be able to work
it out. I don't think I would.
I think they're different gestures. I think Jackson might be onto something, because the slapping of a low hand is different from the clapping.
Yeah.
Of Jackson, try it real quick.
Hey, before you do that, here's a word from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And also, let me just remind you that this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting a wrong quiz show called Big Deal, where I will almost definitely get yelled at. Grab your tickets from our website, sansfansradio.com/live. Okay.
Do a low one on me. Yeah. That's so, wait, can I do one?
Yeah.
So much easier. easier. Yeah. This is dog shit. Do the regular.
Yeah, this fucking coordinate. My hand's like an idiot. Can I try something? Yeah.
You go.
I just want to try something. So this is what I think. I would think, had I not known what a high five, what a low five would look like. Yeah, no, so I want you to do like you're about to do a low five to me.
Okay. So you...
From the bottom...
You're transferring agency. Yeah. You think that the low hand comes to greet the high one instead of the high one coming to greet the low.
The high one greets the low, so a high five, surely I would...
Yeah. It's the same thing, but reverse.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm going up.
It seemed that you were frightened by a wasp.
Wow. No! Yeah, I didn't have to recoil when I did it.
What if that's what it was, and the high five, as we know it, evolved later?
Oh, okay, so just gradually... But how do you go from this to this? That movement
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, hand slapping in any situation is always open to... Name me a hand slap that you can't play around with.
Damn. Fuck, he's got us there.
On a technicality, I win. You heard it. Demi said it.
The low five was in place. It'd been known since at least in American culture, the 1920s.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, because I guess that what they're saying is like in a popular, like in a worldwide sense, it started in 77. But that seems fucking crazy to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they're referring to the term high five and its use particularly in sporting arenas as a form of celebration.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The low five is even visible in the film The Jazz Singer. It features as Al Jolson performs a low five in celebration of the news of a Broadway audition, don't you know?
What about the mid five or the this one?
Is you know, that even one?
Oh, so the
yeah,
horizontal.
That one rolls.
That one actually felt really good.
Yeah,
that is way easier to do.
Here's the thing: the high fiver is the most high risk hand slap maneuver.
That's true. Yeah. Very true.
We can all agree on
But 10 is really easy, I think.
Really?
Can
we
try?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Demi and Jackson going for it.
They've got this.
See? It's really, I think they've
show me it. Low 10. Show me low 10. Now, Jack, do what you thought the high five would have been.
Wow! That looked all right. That was so powerful.
That felt...
It feels good, though. The 10 feels really good.
Yeah, I think we may have invented a new hand slap.
I think we as white people can't do it.
Yeah, look,
we can do it. We can't make it popular.
No,
that's
no,
the difference.
No. We can't make shit popular. We have to steal it.
Yo, did you know the Wikipedia article on high five has a whole paragraph on the too slow variation?
I want to say
shocked. It's only a paragraph.
I want to see if we can do two slows for different. So two slow classic on the side.
Okay.
Can we pull a two slow for other variations of the hand slap?
I think two slow is on the side, yes, but mostly down low.
Yeah,
because it's down low, too slow.
Down low, too slow. No, on the side, too.
I'm familiar with it down on the slide. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Slither away.
Rhyming with low.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Well, hang on. Oh, no. Five and. Five.
Wait, Jackson, let me refer to my document.
Yeah, please.
Up high, down low, victim misses, too slow. And in this variation. In this variation that they've publicized here, the too slow is performed with finger guns.
Oh my god, who are these people?
Wikipedia exists for aliens that will be shifting through the wreckage of humanity.
Teaching me how to make friends.
The people in these pictures
Demi
are
so shocked.
Oh, I just don't know what to do.
The people in these pictures are so sweaty. Like, what happened on this day?
They're concentrating.
Is there a way to too slow
too
a
slow
hug?
With finger guns? Yeah, I think so.
Jellyfish.
Yeah, jellyfish. Oh, jellyfish out of that fucker.
Classic. Classic. Yeah.
Perhaps dropping into a full splits.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna say dropping and somersaulting away.
Just commando rolling through their legs.
Nope.
Yeah.
Gives the you've sent the message pretty sufficiently. Have you got any facts for us, Demi?
Yeah. The baby five. Before most babies learn to walk or talk, they learn to high five.
Baby hands
are much smaller than adult hands.
Are you going to cry?
So grown-ups have to either use one finger, scrunch their fingers together, or flat out palm it.
Flat out palm the baby? Like you would a basketball to show strength? Just like, you pick the whole baby's head up?
just like a baby going for it, and you turn into the other like adults being like, I'm a flat out palm, and bam! Watch me
flying.
Watch me flat out palm this baby. Whoa!
Hey, we're gonna need some catches in the maternity ward. We're teaching high fives today, and I don't plan on going soft.
Lay some pillow down.
I think it's a bit presumptuous to call what a baby does a high five. A baby's just touching your hand with it.
They just touch shit because they've just seen their hand for the first time for the 60th time today.
They're trying to get it away from them.
Get it away.
Yeah.
They're just trying to throw this awful pudgy arm away.
They're trying to push the ghost that's in front of you out of the way to see you.
Oh my god.
Man, what a sad time when you grow up and stop being able to see ghosts
as
a
baby.
Yeah,
that sucks. I think it's like by the time you learn how to form a full sentence.
Yeah, ghosts gone.
I think it's but much worse the period where you where you stop being a baby genius.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
My where did you get that body?
Demi is I just joker laughed.
I was gonna say my old house was haunted, and haunted.
Yeah.
And my sister, when she was little, before I was born, used to keep pointing out ghosts and just be like, "There's an old lady that lives in our granny flat." And my mum would be like, "There super isn't." My sister would be like, "There is. She lives. She keeps walking into the cupboard and just running away from me."
Oh, that's so
fucking
scary.
Freaked everybody else in the house. That was great.
I just love that from a baby's perspective, houses are super full. Like,
yeah,
a baby doesn't know it's ghosts.
Baby's
just like, "Fuck, we
get
live with a lot
fuck
of people."
Out. Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
I don't like how just casually we've slipped into the idea that babies can see ghosts.
They can.
Adam,
you met a baby? Grow up.
That's why they always look so scared or bored.
Yeah.
Because either there's something super gory around or someone's being like, in my day, a horse was what was in front of a car, not another car.
It's great. It's like a cosmic joke that babies are there to learn all that knowledge, but they don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
I love it.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's great about the baby five.
Thursday, the 18th of April, is the National High Five Day in 2019 in the United States of America.
Only next year?
I guess. It's the only one we get.
We have one left and then something happens.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into it, but there's not going to be any fingers left for a high five. The high four will begin its dominance.
Oh, man, do high fives ever happen on The Simpsons? They only have four fingers.
Yeah, I wonder if they ever have said high five, because I imagine if I was writing that show, I could accidentally slip that in.
For sure.
Yeah.
I remember at one point, one of the bully characters says four-finger discount.
Some attention to detail. That's good. Do you think in the future, like, no matter what happens to our bodies, you've got something to say?
Oh, no, yeah. There's apparently a reference, Lenny, why do we call it high five when we only have four fingers?
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
They do address it.
I was going to say, in the future when we've all become hideous tentacle beings,
do you think
we'll still high five or will we just high
claw, friend? That was a wonderful mutant ball five-pointer you threw from a half-ruined Statue of Liberty court.
I'm going to be so annoyed in the future where we're all hideous mutants and I'm going to have to do quick math for every high five, where I'm going to have to be like six fingers on my hand, a tentacle and a stub on the other. High seven. Okay, good. Don't want to embarrass myself at mutant high.
I intend.
Why are you back in high school?
They're rebuilding society, Demi. We're rebuilding it with what we have. Well, you are. I'm planning on being one of the rich, lucky few who were able to be hooked up to the hypercube before the bombs fell.
Adam, join us in tentacled bliss.
My only response is the steady beep, beep, beep.
Fuck, I love the idea of you in like a bed with a big black cube like hooked into it and me on a glass window just slapping my tentacles.
You can only see our eyes and teeth through the mud that's encasing the window we live in.
Are you guys picturing Adam in bed with the doona drawn up to his little chin and the cube in bed next to him? And he's like,
What was that? And the cube says, nothing, dear. Go back to human sleep.
I'm imagining myself like the end of 2001, the old man in the bed, except there's a big glass window that you're all like hammering on.
Slamming out tentacles.
I'm just reaching out for the black obelisk.
Let me in. What's so good about the cube?
It's not even a cube.
I'm coming in. Ruining your hypersleep would give me so much pleasure.
Oh my god.
Just picking up the cube is a million wires detached.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Screens blinking.
Is any of these an iPhone charger?
The doorway's gonna have a DNA detector. If you go through it, fire engulfs the room, killing
mutant.
Us both.
Yeah. What kind of mutant were you imagining yourselves as? I was imagining myself as like a mass of tentacles with my face. That's kind of what I was picturing.
I literally can only think of the white punching bag from Smash Brothers.
Adam, let us in. Demi doesn't even have arms anymore.
She's there blinking in Morse code.
She has these big anime eyes and nothing else.
She just hops around.
I'm just vibrating my messages through the air straight into your brain.
We don't know what.
I'm fine either way, Adam.
Actually,
fucking virgin.
This is made all the better if you imagine Adam is completely unconscious.
Yeah.
Like, he can't hear us. I was imagining you with claws, Tom, but
I was also imagining Brooke loves the claws. I would have big, heavy claws.
Yeah, they would drag on the ground.
I would be so happy with big, heavy claws, guys.
I gotta be honest, I think the mutant world that we're living in is better than Adam's hypersleep.
I'm having a lot of fun imagining just an endless white void, like the fucking dragon.
Cool, dude!
Yeah, fuck you, man.
Wow.
Yeah, and you said you're having a lot of fun imagining that?
Yeah, that rules, bro. Fuck, you know what's cool? A room.
I can't wait for Adam to slit our throats.
The prince of imagination reigns again.
Oh god.
I want to find out, Adam.
No, I want to know.
Give educate us.
Tell us. No, I'm sorry.
Let us in, Adam.
What's so cool about the room, Adam?
He's just in a white room, putting on like the helmet. It's just a white room. This sucks.
Adam just quietly enjoying a wall.
Oh god. No, for real.
No, but
what's
good
room?
In the white room?
It wasn't, it's not worth it. So, movies. In 2014, there was, according to IMDb, apparently a movie called High Five happened.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
uninteresting.
Really?
High Five, the TV series.
Australian
children's show.
Classic.
High Five.
I remember nothing.
I don't know. High
five.
That's
one,
it. Three, four. High five.
One, two, three, four.
High five. One, two, three, four. High five. One, two, three, four. High five. One, two, three, four. High five. One, two, three, four. High five.
Are you enjoying imagining Demi is still the big punching bag from Smash Bros? That's all she says now.
They replaced like two of the cast members, right?
Yeah, they keep replacing cast members from High Five. It's rough as guts.
Yeah, with these dark shadows that never sing.
Weird.
Pinpricks of light mark their eyes, but they shift endlessly.
The nether versions have come to take their place.
Nathan, I don't know why I keep...
Nathan has become a bundle of reeds.
Careful he doesn't blow away in the wind.
Oh yeah, they've done
he
this
can't
cool...
even give a high five.
They've done a remix of the opening that's just a caterwauling from far away.
I like to imagine it's like, he's just a bundle of reeds, is it good? And then on the screen for kids it just says, is it good, click here, and the kids just press the screen.
Yeah. Wait, was that yeah, was that, wasn't it?
I think there was something like that.
Dora had that.
Maybe. I feel like
they were really into pretending that TV shows were computers.
Yeah, they really, really were. And Dora was all about that. Dora was like, where's my map?
And that was such a weird, like, because it was an actual interaction, but they needed to make it seem like it was a CD-ROM.
Yeah. Dora was what Adam played.
I don't know what that means.
Everybody else got to be a knight.
I know it was...
Adam got to be the door.
All right, I follow
you see
now.
Before you a door thick with rich mahogany.
I didn't get it.
Did you make the door good? At least was the door like a cool door, or was it just a door?
A sexy door with a big. Dick is in front of you.
To you, is it the story of four knights who were lucky enough to find a door?
It was no preamble. It'd just be like, I am a door. And then
so he had a catchphrase.
And they would push me open.
I fucking love this. Right. It's not like, there is a door. I am a door.
That's holy great, shit. Because you're taking the power back so they don't push you around because you told them to.
But then they literally push you open.
Yeah, did they open you?
Yeah, sometimes. It depends what type of door I want.
Adam, can we please get a demonstration? Do you remember what you do?
I'm what fucking
sort of a
dying.
Do you want, Jack?
Just give us your basic.
All right, let me give you some variations.
Okay, please.
All right.
I'm so excited.
A wide door.
Okay. Okay, Tom, you got to go through.
Go through, Tom.
Okay. So Adam just stretched out his arms. And Tom just pushed past and Adam swiveled on the spot.
Okay. A regular-sized door with a handle?
Oh, my God.
I can't deal with that. I can't go.
Oh, my God.
Adam has one hand up like he's saying stop and one hand is a fist by his hips. Oh, my God. Please, Tom, through the door.
Please, you have to go through the door. I can't see.
Okay, so Tom's reaching out. He grabs Adam's fist. He turns, Adam swivels to the side, and Tom goes through.
I'm gonna fucking cry! Oh my god! I'm choking!
Holy shit! That was the best thing ever!
Oh fuck! Oh.
I just.
Is that enough?
I just. Yeah, that was great, Adam.
Thank you so much. Adam.
Bless your soul. That was the best door I've ever. Were you so shocked at how, like, masterfully he pulled off door?
I was like, yeah, I didn't think there was going to be so much detail.
And then he was just so perfectly and purely door.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you for that blessing.
What do we do?
My years of practice finally worth it. What do they say? 10,000 hours to become a master.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
I've been Tom.
I've been Demi Lardner.
Thank you so much for joining us for High Five.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.